It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
Tuesday, February 2nd, was a milestone for student education in the new digital financial economy. Investing safely for the long term while avoiding scams were among the themes of the first digital currency seminar. Focus was on blockchain and cryptocurrency technologies, and somewhat on generative artificial intelligence. The executive of the Young Economists Association and business professionals were among the attendees of the three-hour session at the offices of the Barbados Coalition of Service Industries at Manor Lodge, Green Hill. New jobs and careers, as well as the design of a cryptocurrency index fund for governments, corporations, and ordinary citizens were very much talking points. A few days later, we received a call from a family member whose husband recently passed away. Among his investments were cryptocurrency. Nobody, however, has access to these funds. It is in fact worse than leaving a property without a will. Thousands and thousands of potential investments could be lost to the investor's family. This is one of myriad new services young economists could be offering, provided they receive the knowledge at an early stage of their academic careers. Setting up a custody service for families who invest in cryptocurrency to ensure the funds are not lost somewhere floating around in crypto space. At the Digital Currency Seminar, we looked at the new emerging careers and what we call the new economy, scams and how to avoid them, the differences between trading and investment, and how investing in Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies may be safe and sound. The event was organized by Blockchain Business in association with CariSec Global Inc. and the Caribbean Center of Excellence for Sustainable Livelihoods, COESL. Discussions were held to follow up with the students in various ways to further their understanding about the creation of their cryptocurrency index fund. As it stands, there are a few options for investment in the Caribbean that address a rising cost of living and the value of people's work, it was suggested. This is, of course, not financial advice. Bitcoin has been proven to work for the biggest investment firms, and we believe it can work in conjunction with other cryptocurrencies for developing countries, regional corporations, and the ordinary citizen. Chief Executive Officer of CariSec Global Inc. Edward Millington, a specialist in cybercrime solutions, spoke to attendees about cryptocurrencies and cybercrime. He underscored the positive investment options of investing in this new economy, providing graduating students with the skills to hit the road running, even in the public or private sectors, or as entrepreneurs, could very well bear fruit in a new challenging economy, where one of the keys to unlock development is fresh thinking. We hope you enjoyed this edition of Blockchain Business, where we provided news and analysis you do not get anywhere else. Do join us every Monday and Friday on the Voice of Barbados at 5 p.m. in the forenoon for more, much, much more.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.